Mint Condition hit the music scene back in 1991 with a top 10 pop single, Breaking My Heart. Nearly 18 years later, the platinum-selling R&B group is still around. The five members work out of Minnesota and now have their own record label. Mint Condition's new album, their ninth, is called E-Life. I sat down with band members Stokely Williams, Jeffrey Allen, and Homer Odell to talk about getting their start with the iconic producers Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
It came out here in search of a record deal like earlier on, and it's just ironic that we ended up being on the same label that we came out here, and they were told us no and shut the door. No, get out of here, kid. And ended up, you know, through, you know, Perspective Records. But, yeah, we met these guys, you know, they were around town, just, you know, homeboys and everything, and we had our first, or one of our showcases at First Avenue, and they came out to see us. They loved the show. You know, we invited, you know, the whole Prince family out, you know, at the time and everything. And next thing you know, he was up in flight time, you know, having a meeting with them. And they're like, what do you guys, what do you all want to do? It's like, well,
we just want to make music and do our own thing, kind of, you know.
So they were like, you guys can do the whole album if you want.
Staying in the past for a second, was the music industry as you got into it what you expected it to be? You know, I mean, obviously a lot of people dream about making a career. You made a career.
Right.
Was it what you thought it would be?
I don't even think I thought about it like that. I just wanted to do music. And that was one of the things that people who did music, they did. They just went and got a record. I thought you got a record deal and you went out and just played all. The business side of it, I didn't even think about. You know, I just wanted to make music. So at that point, when we got into it, it was probably learning that, you know, business is probably 90-95% of it, really, was probably my biggest shocker. And it was like, oh, we can't play music today, we got to do, you know. So that was probably my biggest eye opener getting into this game, is like, wow, the business takes up so much time of it, and it takes away from just creating music. That, you know, that was my downer for me, you know, the business being this being more business than music. Always wondered why you ran that phone from the neighbor's house.
You guys have been together for 18 years now. Did you think that you would ever reach a point where you had just stuck with each other so long? I mean, you've only had one person not be on this album out of the original six people. I mean, that's a huge accomplishment. What made you, you know, be willing to go the distance with each other?
It's something we always strive for. I mean, we always said that we never wanted like a big hit and want to retire from that. You know, it was the thing is, we always wanted a career, which is, you know, old school days, they had careers, and a lot of them are around still today, like the Temptations, and, you know, most people get in the music industry, they have, like, moments, you know. It's just like, and they're gone in 5 years. It's like the lifespan of an artist now is pretty rough. So, I mean, that's how we kind of measure our success. You know, like, in the old days, I mean, that's how they did it. You know, you stick together, you try to make it a career, a business, and figure out how you can parlay that into other things, and you try to enrich your life around it, you know, with family and other interests that you have. So we're blessed that we're still here and, you know, still relevant. People still digging what we do. Now we kind of tough, but just end up fighting. Try making up, but there's just no denying. Just ain't the same no more. What are we putting ourselves through all this for? You talk and hear me, but you can't communicate. Cause you're not listening. No, these are two different things. Now I see what it means to have been. What about this album? What was it like going back into the studio, having had, you know, time pass, and I'm sure all of you have had X, Y, and Z personal and professional developments. You've got lives that probably have other obligations. What was the process of recording this album? The process was what led us to the title, which is E-Life, you know, which has to do with the way the world is working now, electronically through email, downloading and file sharing, MPEGs and JPEGs, yada, yada, all that stuff. So so the title has more so to do with the approach than lyrically, which we do touch on some things lyrically as well, having deal with relationships in this, in the texting age, you know, that we have now. this is a natural progression for us, I think. We've always been, like, interested in, like, technology, you know, being a live band and everything, you know, traditional in sense as far as instrumentation, drums, bass, guitar, horns. But we've always, you know, experimented with, for instance, on the Life's Aquarium CD that we did digital tracking then. You know, we kind of experimented, and the engineers were like, I don't know, is this good enough, the quality? And it turned out that it was. So everything turned out just right, you know. And experimenting with, for instance, they would file share with me, like, a track, and I'd sing on it, and then, you know, ship it off to Rick to do bass on it, you know. That was one way. And then we would set up, too, like in a live kind of setting and do that as well. So
much of this was done in parallel or even, you know, at different times using technology.
Yeah.
Did you find that distancing or difficult?
Really, it wasn't as time consuming because everybody did it at their leisure kind of, or, you know, I'll get to this if I had certain time constraints or anybody else had certain time constraints. It worked out just by the end of this day, have it finished, you know, kind of thing. So, you know, the days we had to be there all together, we did that too. So we was like, this is real interesting. You know, I mean, like I said, this is the day I did a project. So last year with this guy I've never met, you know, from England. He emailed me a thing, emailed it back. It's on his record, you know. Mm-hmm. That's how people are doing music in business these days, you know. So there's all kinds of different ways. But, you know, we thought it was, it's still interesting music. And as long as we can always get our live element in there, you know, and so it's good. But the thing is, to stay relevant, you always got to keep your ear to the street.
Give it up for my little baby girl. She's the only one in my world. She's the only one who really loves me. I can tell when she come and hugs me. Give it up for my little baby boy. Another one who brings me joy.
Would you or have you told your kids, yeah, music is a great thing to do, or stay away?
Oh, no.
What, Jeffrey?
I always tell him I'm doing this so you don't have to. This is why I'm doing it. You're gonna go on. You don't worry about it. You're going straight to college. There ain't gonna be no, I'm gonna take a year off. College will be here. No. You're going straight in. You're right. Finishing. Yeah. Then if you want to do something, that's, yeah.
For me, well, I already have a daughter that plays. Actually, both of my daughters, one plays keyboards and the other one plays guitar. And the guitar player she's a true rocker. So, you know, she's going to do something with it. Like I told them, whatever you want to do, as long as it's something positive, I'm behind you. Don't worry about it. I got you. Just, you know, keep it positive and we're cool. If it's music, then I'm cool. You know, it could be something worse. So,
yeah, I know, absolutely.
Yeah, music game.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, gentlemen, it has been a lot of fun. Oh, thanks so
thank
much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
That was Homer Odell, Stokely Williams, and Jeffrey Allen of Mint Condition. Their new album, E-Life, is out in stores today. They join me here in our NPR West studios.
I make sure I check the lesson.
That's our show for today, and thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, we'll round up the results of the presidential contest in North Carolina and Indiana with NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving.